The men finished their business talk and lunch. Back in the main office building, dozens of people were frightened of the sticky pink water in the sinks, faucets, and toilets. Valerie, the lead secretary, dialed the service center and requested a plumber, but none could be found. All of the plumbers were busy on other jobs. She got angry at one of the plumber's secretaries. "But this is urgent," Valerie insisted. "The worms are crawling out of the toilet bowls. They're on the floors, in the water fountain drains and faucets." "Do not fear," replied the secretary. "There's nothing dangerous about the worms or sticky water. It is as red as blood, but it is not blood. Just make sure all television signals and radio equipment is out of use. This is a mandatory requirement of the FCC right now. But what's causing this? Just leave the radio and televisions off and be patient." The phone call disconnected. Silence filled her ear. She redialed the number quickly. It rang a few times. A voice on the line suddenly said, "The number you have dialed has been disconnected. Please wait and retry your call at a later time. Goodbye." Valerie updated Wes on the news. "I'm scared, Wes," she said. "These worms are everywhere." Wes replied, "The way nobody is saying anything but a turn of the radio and televisions. Something's not right. It's like they know something." "I know," she said. "My mother said her pool water is pink as blood and worms are crawling out of the drain pipes. My sister is afraid to boil her baby's milk bottle in that red water. My brother said they're sliding over the city reservoir walls and plunging to the bottom. The sides of the reservoir are stained red. He said it looks like blood is dripping down the reservoir. What the heck is going on here? This is terrifying. What on earth is causing this?" "I don't know," Wes replied. He stepped to the window and watched the rain begin to fall. He listened to a heavy wind sway the trees and the thick rain thump the glass. "Give the employees a paid day of leave and tell them to go home." Just then she screamed and kicked her high heels off. One of the worms got wedged inside of her heel and sent Valerie into hysteria. As Wes ran over to help her, Wes slid on a patch of red slime that sent him headfirst into the floor. When he opened his eyes, he saw Valerie's hair full of the worms. They were squirming through the ceiling vent and plopping down all over her, as if they were attacking her. Wes thought, "My God, this is terrible." ¶¶